Les ressources en santé mentale sont moindres dans les régions rurales de l'Alberta. À Plamondon spécifiquement, Caitlin Buechler est l'une des seules psychologues à offrir des services en personne. Elle offre non seulement des sessions individuelles, mais met également beaucoup d'énergie dans ses séances de groupe. Elle offre d'ailleurs des sessions de groupe pour adolescentes. Elle remarque que la santé mentale des jeunes filles est affectée, entre autres, par les réseaux sociaux.
There's a lot of kind of different issues that influence a teen's mental health. I mean, social media and self-esteem, peer pressure, bullying. Think even coming out of a pandemic that's had long-term effects on a girl's mental health. There's so many different kind of factors that go into it. And I think, especially in rural Alberta, where resources are a little bit more limited, the group's been a really great way for girls to get support and also kind of build friendships.
Selon Mme Buechler, la santé mentale des jeunes filles en région rurale est affectée de la même manière que celle vivant en ville. La seule différence est donc l'accessibilité aux ressources thérapeutiques.
Mental health and the kind of factors that contribute to it are quite consistent. I think one of the biggest differences will just be the access to supports. You know, I know people who previously had to drive over an hour to see a therapist or could only see a therapist virtually. And especially in small town communities, you know, it's really great to have someone who's not from the community, who doesn't know people you know or and isn't related to anyone, right? And so that I think kind of really can create a barrier in itself, that accessibility piece. But yeah, a lot of the symptoms are quite consistent, right? Like what we see on social media and bullying and peer pressure and all of that stuff.
Elle considère que les thérapies de groupe sont un excellent moyen pour les adolescentes de réaliser qu'elles ne sont pas seules et que leurs amis vivent des situations similaires. Les jeunes peuvent donc s'aider entre elles, en plus du support de Mme Buechler.
Well, so group therapy is just, I've really, really enjoyed it. I think it's such a great opportunity and I think it's so special because the girls can learn and teach one another. So a lot of these like really great lessons that girls are taking away from the group are things that the other participants were able to kind of teach them. And it also just reinforces that they're not alone, right? There's other girls going through similar issues.
Les premières séances de groupe sont d'ailleurs réservées à bâtir une confiance de groupe. Madame Buechler veut toujours s'assurer que les filles puissent s'ouvrir entre elles autant que si elles étaient en session individuelle.
One of the things that I do with my group is, you know, the first session or two is really designed to just get to know one another and discuss kind of confidentiality to kind of let the participants know that what's discussed stays in the group. And so really it is like a lot of relationship building before we can really dive into things, for sure.
Madame Buechler travaille dans le domaine de la santé mentale depuis 2 ans, mais était déjà psychologue en Ontario quelques années avant. Elle considère que la santé mentale des jeunes a fortement été affectée par la pandémie.
I don't know if I would say it's getting worse. I think after the pandemic, I think things kind of definitely look different, maybe is a better way to kind of describe it. Like, you know, social skills. And kind of getting used to school routines can be really difficult for teens who, you know, were at home for a year or two, right? So that definitely kind of changes presentations now of mental health.
Madame Buechler insiste sur le fait de parler de santé mentale. Selon elle, cacher ses émotions n'est jamais la solution.
It's so important because it's real. I think, you know, ignoring it doesn't make it go away. It just makes someone have to suffer in silence. So talking about it, getting the help you need, it's so, so important. And I really, really try to work on, especially in the communities where I'm providing therapy, is to really end that stigma. Because you're not alone. There are people who can help. And we need to start kind of talking about that.
Elle rappelle que les ressources suffisantes sont nécessaires pour aider ceux qui souffrent de problèmes de santé mentale. Pour aider quelqu'un dans cette situation, lui offrir du support approprié sera toujours une bonne idée.
I think checking in with them and really offering them or kind of recommending them appropriate supports, connecting them with a therapist or crisis lines, and just being there for them, being a support so they can know that they're not alone.
Camille Dany, Boréal FM, pour l'initiative de journalisme local.